Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello
and welcome to
Filthy
Nerds.
'Cause we're
filthy
and we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There sure are. It's great to be here. It's great to be alive. Praise Jesus. We are live with the
with
Lord
Jesus
and Savior
so.
On Sunday morning.
Baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Hot, or full-grown
hot
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hot Jesus.
The baby,
so
obviously.
Before he hit the cross.
Young, luscious. What would Catholic priests think is hot Jesus? Like,
I mean, baby to teen.
Well, baby. No, I mean, on that cross, he's got abs.
Which priests, what part of the country are we in? The Boston guys, they got no standards. They got real young.
Listen, the depths to which pedophilia has plagued Catholicism knows no locale.
No, it doesn't.
They are everywhere. They're among us. Hey! What do you call a pack of pedophiles? A clergy? Okay.
A semen. A sermon.
A sermon. And now I deliver my semen on the mount. Cut. Hang on. Let's take that from the top, gang. Is that Moses? Who did the Sermon on the Mount? Does anyone know? Was that?
Sermon on the Mount, I think, was Moses.
He comes on top of someone, mounting someone else.
Oh, mounting?
He's
a semen on the mount.
Sermon on the mount. He's just standing on top of two people fucking. And just, he's like,
"He's.
I spoke to a burning bush this morning. I mean.
Meanwhile, it's his face and like a woman's crotch.
It was
she's
Jesus.
A redhead and I've, she just had a really big bush. He's like, "I spoke to a burning bush." And he's like.
I have been corrected by one of our lovely patrons in the chat who is a far better Christian than I. He said it was actually Jesus with the Sermon on the Mount. And we will.
I just thought it was
Jesus.
Moses because I just want Jews to take credit for every great thing that happened in history.
Okay, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, well, you know, he was a traitor.
Was he a traitor?
He was a defector.
Was he?
He's a guy who kind of took it and ran with it.
Did he ever denounce Judaism?
Psalm is having a heart attack right now. He's
Psalm
like, are we going to be able to edit this out?
534. And Jesus so loved. I'm just kidding. What if I started? Jesus was a Jew. He doesn't get. No one gives him credit.
He has credit, though. Really.
Anyways,
credit.
That's neither here okay. nor Jew. We've gone too Jewy in the last few episodes, which we do.
You know what?
Two and a half
There's
Jews.
There's no such thing as two Jewy.
One and a half Jews. I don't know why I said two and a half Jews.
I'm a lot of woman.
I'm a whole lot of lady. And even more Jew, if you can believe it. Her tits have horns. the dog groaned. Buddy didn't like that. Buddy is our too far.
Her tits have horns. You've outdone yourself. By the way, those are just my nipple hairs.
Oh, you guys, we're going to talk about...
We're going to get to something important at some
speaking
point.
Speaking of Jesus, all of our Lord and Savior, as we know, who was washed in the water by John the Baptist and cleansed of his
Oh,
souls.
Jean the Baptiste!
Ah oui, Jean the Baptiste.
I'm hooking up with a guy named John, and as soon as he comes on me, I'm going to be like, you're baptizing me, John!
You're going to go, I'm saved!
Save the clock tower! Never get old of that. That reference never gets old.
Save the Dark Tower. If you're not aware of our four semifinalists, Dark Tower is failing.
Choking on a
man,
little
it's getting
dick.
His ass kicked. You know, it's because I think maybe it was in over its head. It shocks me that Star Wars didn't make it to the final four, and I've never read Dark Tower. I know we will eventually, but it seems like maybe it is not up to snuff with the other three. If you want to vote, look for the links in our Instagram and all of our social media. You can donate $1 and put a vote into any jar, or you can get into the full voting process at patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
Yeah.
We're still one more week in the semifinals before we move on.
Honestly, you guys, listen, I'm not going to strong arm you to join our Patreon. I mean, you should. You're a terrible friend of mine if you aren't joining my Patreon.
$5 a month. Come on.
$5 a month is nothing. If you can't pony up
$5. Her tits have horns? Come on. $5
a month. My tits have hair horns.
Hairns.
Hairns.
Look at the hairs on that one. I don't even know what accent this is. We have derailed. Give me your holy water, daddy. Greg in the chat for the win. Give me your holy water, daddy. By the way, also, these do premiere on the Comedy Store YouTube. We know that. You may be watching there. Thank you very much. We would love if you go from there over to hitting subscribe on our, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts, find us there, Two Filthy Nerds. But if you want to be in our live chat where we are interacting with you and hear the shit that's even too filthy for us, if you can believe it, that gets fucking cut out
of guys,
these episodes.
You guys, before this episode started, Jessica Michelle Patreon. Was doing a terrible impression of someone she shouldn't have been doing an impression of.
Yes, a liquor store owner.
So you just know that you are missing stuff that could ultimately end this woman's career. You are listening to hot content.
Yes, just know if you are a Saturday Night Live hiring staff member going through all of our belongings looking to see if something will get us canceled, if everyone subscribes to Patreon, it might. So
yes, exactly. We're not dumb. We're not going to say the shit that's going to get us canceled on air.
But we're going to tell you that we
but
said
we're
some
tell
shit.
You we said it at one point, and you're just never going to know.
Unless you give us
$5 a month.
But for a mere $5 a month, you can destroy our livelihood.
Yes, exactly. And what... That is power. You think you can just leave a comment on a YouTube? No.
Ruin our lives.
Mon frere, you can end it all.
For $4.99 plus 1 cent.
For $4.99.99. Round up to five. Do you know that what the psychology of $4.99 is?
It's because you feel like you're saving money.
Yeah.
It's not quite $5.
It's not quite $5.
No, it's not quite $5. Yeah, it's...
Fucking moron.
Who ran that test? That's someone who didn't really do a study and they just made something up in a marketing meeting in a panic. And like, why $4.99?
What did you guys discover about pricing options?
They quoted a fake study. A guy was like sweating and he's going to lose his job and his wife's going to leave. And he's like, oh, there's a study done out of Stanford that if you do the 99, people are more inclined to buy it because it's like, oh, I'm saving.
My favorite thing about what you just said is this man is this fictitious man. You're like
a man. Yes.
This man, he's going to lose his job and his wife's going to leave him. Like she has other options. Okay. Like where's she going to go? You know,
that's
they've
true.
Been married for 40 years. She hasn't had a job because he told her she didn't need one. She barely graduated high school. Where's she going to go? No, she's going to stay with him while he's miserable and unemployed. She's going to ride that ship to the bottom of the fucking ocean.
I will go
shackled
down
in chains and cement blocks. She's
with her
gonna,
vagina lips just flapping in the wind because the children she gave him destroyed her pussy.
She's just doing double dutch
that's
with those
her little,
flappers.
That's
oh,
the white
yeah.
flag waving in the yeah. wind is just her lifeless pussy lips that have drained of color.
By the way, I think it's great that you even think they're colorless. Like the older you get, the more color they get, and the more babies you have, they darken every baby. It's like melasma, but it's
how
on your
do
pussy
you know?
Lips. I don't know. I heard
you don't have babies. What do you just? You would Google what do pussies
I
look
have
like
heard
after
about
babies.
It from my friends who have clown cars for pussies.
Well. Sounded like Dean Del Rey.
I have clown cars for pussy.
I'm not going nuts to butts with you. Shout out to Dean Del Rey.
Forever and always will be known as Nuts to Butts.
It's like he'll never live outlive that joke. If you don't know Dean Del Rey, go check him out. He's fun. And, you know, in normal times, he was handing out bagels in the back of the Comedy Store. So, listen, we are supposed to be talking about something else. That's good. Just litter.
All right. Today we were going to talk about Jessica Michelle earlier, before the podcast started, decided she needed a little her time.
Yeah, me.
And what I mean by that, she didn't need to masturbate. She needed
for once
bathtub time.
Yeah, I was like, can I take a bath in the middle of the day?
We're going to do a reenactment really quickly. This is how it went.
Hang on. Let me warm up my voice. She just... rubbed out the clit of my throat.
I fucking diddled that.
That did nothing to prevent the gobble that's inevitably coming because of genetics. Anyway, I went, oh my God, I feel like I really want to take a bath. Can I take a bath in the middle of the day?
Yeah, absolutely take a bath. I just took a bath. It felt great.
It just feels so luxurious.
Oh, totally. When I got out of the bathtub, I was like, I am definitely better than everybody in a 50-mile radius.
Do men take baths? That's what I want
to
know.
That's what she
is
wants
men,
to know.
We know you bathe. Some of you, I question.
But does a man ever think, I need a self-care moment? Let me go soak my balls in water.
I don't know about gay men either. Are gay men bathing? It feels okay. I didn't want to assume, but I'm like, it feels like gay men are good at loving themselves.
Yeah.
They love themselves enough to be true to who they are. They came out.
They also are more into whole maintenance and care than straight men are.
Yeah.
A gay man knows how to treat his holes right.
I thought you meant... Like H-O, like wholeness, like wellness.
No. I mean,
they're
actual
whole maintenance.
Whole maintenance.
Oh, yeah. They're like dunking their butthole in there to like get the full
They're zhuzhing
full
it.
Flush.
Yeah. A full flush. That's actually a bathtub's just a giant enema.
I guess people do stuff like that. I still have really bad earwax, and mm-hmm. I would use this little squisher.
Ooh, you've bad earwax?
Like oil would go in my ear, and I would lay there for like 10 minutes and then have to like dump it out.
Oh, my God. Wait, can we do this one time? I love this. I love watching earwax excisions on YouTube. It's really
excisions?
Fun.
Excisions?
Yeah, where they squirt it and then it gets stuck, so they have to put tweezers in there and pull it out. I just came so hard.
What trauma in what past life happened to you that you like seeing things just extricated like
that? I feel like I was a Civil War nurse.
A Civil War nurse?
I was that nurse
and
who
I
was
extracted
on the battlefield.
The racism from the Confederate soldiers' hearts. And
I
saved
let those
the day.
Men die. And then the other guys.
You didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. The other guys, the good guys.
Old fucking Yankees.
Them Yankees.
How come Yankees isn't a slur? I'm not allowed to say that because it's about white people.
If you're in the South, it is.
It feels slurry. It feels like someone should have gotten mad about it.
I think as soon as they named a baseball team the Yankees, everybody was like, oh, we'll let it go. It's a good team.
Do you think that the musical Damn Yankees was called something else and they're like, let's just use the word Yankees? I don't know what that word would be, but do you think they were like, damn Jews? And they're like, maybe Yankees.
They're like, no, Fiddler
on the
Roof.
It's about baseball, isn't it? Okay. Then I guess it wouldn't be about sports if it was Damn Jews. Fiddler on the baseball field. How about that? Where is Hank Aaron's musical?
Sandy Koufax. Okay. But I feel like bathing and bathing and bombing. You bomb. I don't bomb.
I bomb. Not only do
she
I bomb.
She bath bombs fucking hard. You guys, every holiday, every birthday, every event possible, she gets bath bombs from someone.
Yeah, and I got over Christmas, I got this box. There's a subscription service. I won't name them because they don't fucking sponsor us, so fuck you. But if they wanted to, would love to have you, honestly. But somebody sent me a full box of bath bombs. Mm-hmm. But you would get like a mailed-in subscription service. Mm-hmm. 12 bath bombs, all different colors and scents, and they're labeled, like they're each individually wrapped, labeled with like sleep, de-stress, motivation, zen. One just said lavender, which I was like, okay, that feels a little lazy.
Yeah. They're like, we're out of ideas.
Lavender. But
people will know what we mean.
Here's what I love, and I don't know if I've maybe mentioned this before because I'm so obsessed with it. The bath bombs, as they melt around you, filled with scents, filled with color. You're getting this whole aromatherapy.
Stay in the bathtub.
Absolutely. My bathtub it's a
permanent rainbow.
Absolutely. Like all of my gay friends before me. I don't know what that meant. I just trying to do a rainbow thing. Mm-hmm. In laminated paper.
There's a
fortune. There's a little motivational, what are those things called? Affirmation. You know what mine was today? My opinions matter.
Woman wrote that.
Take that. Oh, you shut the fuck up, Sam.
The man who owns the company is like, that's a little much.
I think maybe we need to scale it back on them.
We don't want them too confident.
Who put my opinions matter in the bath bombs? They're fired.
They're done.
The last thing we want is the opinions of people who take bath bomb baths regularly. They don't have a sense of normalcy.
Not at all. They listen to Beyonce.
They're
and
detached
they are inspired
from
by
human
her.
Struggle.
Too confident these women are getting. Too confident.
I just feel like baths have somehow been made inherently feminine. Mm-hmm. Like we've
genderized.
Yeah, and I think it's a bummer. In the chat, are you guys? Someone said they take care of their holes too.
Wait, can I tell you something that I like to do in the bathtub that's really disgusting?
Some of them take baths on occasion. A lot of showers, though. What are you... Okay, wait.
This is going to get real gross.
I am so afraid for you to tell me what you do in the bath that's disgusting, because I've seen what you do just out in the world.
Uh-huh, out in the world.
Not alone, that's disgusting. Okay. Okay.
You guys, I don't know if you know this about me. I'm disgusting. But when it's that time of the month and I have an Aunt Flo's in town.
No, I don't want to know where this is going.
No, you want me to stop?
My period doesn't come out in the bath.
Well, you don't suck water up into your pussy and then shoot it out in the bath. I do.
What?
Yeah. Because of my Kegels, I can suck water in and then I shoot it out, and then there's just shrapnel of blood in the bathtub, and then I take a blood bath.
Why?
Because it's good for your skin.
No, it is not.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Where? In Stupid Idiot magazine? That sounds like a stupid idiot thing to do.
I don't know, but if I say I read it somewhere, then it sounds like it's a real thing.
We just lost all of our listeners.
Good.
I can't.
Good. And I can't wait for the few women that listen to this and they're like, yo, so you're telling me my pussy will make me look younger?
I want to know, if you're a woman listening to this, and I want to know whether or not you do this. Is this one of those things where Nicole says it and actually it's like a lot of women are doing it and it's like actually not that crazy? Because I don't do it, so I'm my only frame of reference, and I think that sounds so bizarre. Someone just said, okay, I'm never taking a bath again in our chat.
Clint, you don't take baths.
Who said? John in the chat said he may or may not be taking a bath while watching this podcast right now.
Listen, John, I want you to
suck
some water up into that butthole and clean it out right.
Oh, and see, now then you're just going to be in like a turd soup.
That's not good for your skin.
No.
That'll give you a UTI in a heartbeat.
Especially John, it'll be like a whole corn on the cob will come out.
Guys, this isn't a reason why you need to go down on a woman when she has her period. Get those Red Wings, smear it up, paint that face, it'll give you youth.
This coming from someone who said she finds it disgusting if people were to share a pair of shoes.
Yeah, because I don't. Have you ever had athlete's foot? I'm sorry. Have you had athlete's foot?
No.
It's the worst thing in the fucking world.
I mean,
I will never share shoes with someone. Athlete's foot could make you mentally insane.
Oh, yeah. That's what's going to do it. That's what's going to tip your sanity.
It will drive you to drink.
I would rather
blood from my pussy. It'll drive you to drink blood from my pussy. Let's really go overboard here. Is everybody disgusted yet?
Oh, good. I am. I just want you to know, if you're listening to this and you're horrified, you are not alone. And you're not crazy.
I don't care what you think of me.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah, wow.
Look at my skin. Isn't it good?
It's fine.
Yeah, I was bathing in my blood.
But it's fine.
It's great.
And I don't mean that to be an insult, but like, I don't go, oh my, what did you do for your skin? Like, you have good skin. But like,
I recently had a doctor tell me that I look 10 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And that's a doctor.
A doctor?
I was pre-med.
And then she changed to art. Hence why she shoots blood out of her own pussy. It's a very
I want a Jackson Pollock my pussy all over the place.
I just, oh. I'm mortified. So the consensus in the chat is some men bathe, some men come. Oh yeah, Tito's like, I come into the bath before I get in it. That's good.
Oh, Tito,
also good for your skin. You guys are meant to be together.
You should put your cum with my lining.
They make bath bombs in grenade and PlayStation controller shapes. Look at men trying to own their self-care,
God,
but still stay manly. That they're like, I have bath bombs, but they all look like real bombs.
Ooh, Matthew wrote, Nicole is her own bath bomb. Ah, oh, you're so right. And you know what the fortune is? I'm not pregnant.
Wow. And to think, all those men hearing this who are like, but I was wanting to line up and fill you with my seed. And now, still no.
If a man listens to this podcast and is like, this is the woman I want to procreate with.
Something's wrong with his biology.
We deserve each other.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is this how Nicole turns guys into vampires? Oh, no, that's much worse. Trust me. You think this is what she does in the bathtub? You don't want to know what she does to men's faces. My God.
Oh,
all right. I don't know what the consensus is on men. I mean, has anyone in the chat used bath bombs? I guess it's just a thing where I picture it being so luxurious. If you're listening to this and you think, I never take baths, obviously some of us don't have bathtubs. We have standing showers, small spaces. It happens. If you have a bathtub, I would like to challenge you to, first of all, clean your bathtub. It's probably disgusting.
By the way, just so you know, I clean my bathtub every single time before I get in it.
Yeah, I clean mine out too. I know that probably surprises you, but that is one place. I think if you look at my purse or my general belongings around me, you would assume that I'm probably reckless with the health and safety of my own vagina. Mm-hmm. But that mm-hmm. is one place.
I feel like you do. You're a little willy-nilly about it.
Yeah. I once heard someone tell a story on stage about how they had a girlfriend who would like get in the bath with their dog and like they got some gross infection. And like,
I'll be honest, Sarah Silverman does that. And I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
She always bathes with Mary.
I was already very cognizant of the dangers of being in a dirty bathtub naked and whatever. But that story made me, I think, go to the next level of like,
I mean, we're dog lovers. I would never put my pussy in the same water as my dog.
No, it's inhuman.
All right, you guys. Let's check the chat, see how many people we've lost.
I've watched a few of Nicole's bathtub documentaries. Unfiltered is an understatement. I only take baths when I think I'm dying. That's such a like man.
Oh,
like,
Clint, that is so. You want to recreate the womb for yourself before you pass on to the other side?
Is it because you're like, I'm dying, so let me allow myself this last final luxury before my body, my soul leaves this human experience? Or are you like, maybe this will help, or that like, at least if I throw up in the tub, it'll be easier to clean up. Like that if you shit everywhere, you're like, if they find me.
It'll be just unplug the drain. It's a real quick cleanup that way.
Take a bath, you guys. See how you feel. Put on some music you love. I mean, I have a bath caddy. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a tray that goes across, which once did come crumbling down.
Yeah, it crumbled down with her
wine went in the bathtub.
And her wine.
And my phone went in the bathtub. And my first reaction was, no, my wine! I'm kidding, you guys. I'm not that much of a wino. I wish I was. Then I would have some type of personality.
You can get there.
You know what? If I have to choose between having no personality and queefing blood in my own bathtub, I choose to be boring.
Listen, you guys, take a picture of yourself in the bath. Obviously, cover your junk.
Yeah, tag us.
We don't
share
us. Tag us.
Let us know what you think.
Hashtag blood bath bomb.
Hashtag blood bath bomb. Let us know your favorite scent of blood or bath bomb.
Scent of blood, period, day 3.
And maybe you liked it. Maybe you hated it. Let us know. Anyway, that sums up our very, very dirty Running Our Filthy Mouths episode.
Wasn't that dirty?
Oh, my God. Of course, you don't think it was that dirty. You queef blood everywhere.
Oh, I'm a natural woman.
Anyways, if you want to hear the Harry Potter stuff, that's dropping Wednesdays and Saturdays. And don't forget to either go over to Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds, to subscribe so you can be live in our chat, so you can have the full voting range for our semifinals, or look for links on our Twitter or our Instagram to donate $1 and put your vote in one of the final 4 buckets, which of course are The Dark Tower, Indiana Jones, Marvel, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And hey, if you're watching this live on, I don't know, whatever, could you hit the subscribe button and leave us a nice rating and a review if you're enjoying
it. Yeah, come on.
Tell your friends about us. Come on.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.